My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sound bites that we'll play for you right now. The first of which was him describing Emmanuel Forbes's confidence level. This is obviously a big position area for us to kind of convictions. Wouldn't surprise me if the veteran they brought in from the Chargers ends up being a big part of their starting group early in the season. But here's what Quinn said about Emmanuel Forbes.
Hey, Dan. Emmanuel Forbes, his mental side. How can you tell specifically, especially at a position like corner, when a guy's mental side has evolved and is in a good spot?
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it? Because that position, you better have confidence. And if you're out on the freeways, there's going to be speed and there's going to be plays. Get right back. You know, if a play happened and it was allowed, how quickly can I get back to play the next play? We had showed the team a clip. I don't know if I brought this up in a previous presser about Federer in a commencement address that he had had about, you know, he'd won 80% of his games, but only, And there was a lot of value to that, knowing that, like, not every play is going to go your way. Even the best of the best have some that don't go, and how quickly the next one matters. And so I think at corner and quarterback, those two, you know, but how quickly you can get back, you know, to the next play. And so to have the mental strength like Emmanuel's talking about, that's
interesting. I mean, didn't say a lot about Emmanuel Forbes, you know, just talked about, you know, the position and how important confidence is. And really what he was speaking to more than anything else is this resilience, or this, you know, being able to just essentially forget the last play and move on. Corner really is that position in the NFL. It's kind of like 0-for-6 to start, but a shooter never stops shooting. You forget the first six because you think the next one's going in. You have to have the same mentality as a corner. The Federer remarks that he referenced were actually interesting, and I read them a couple of weeks ago. He made the commencement address at Dartmouth up in New Hampshire, and I found the quote here. Quote, in tennis, perfection is impossible. In the 1,526 singles matches I played in my career, I won almost 80% of those matches. Now, I have a question for all of you, he said. What percentage of the points do you think I won in those matches? And the answer was only 54%. In other words, even the best tennis player of his generation, or arguably the best, he won barely more than half the points he played. And his overall theme was, when you lose a point, you can't dwell on that. You can't obsess about every shot you each self, it's on to the next one. And when it's, yeah, I think the one of the quotes is, when it's behind you, that mindset is crucial because it frees you to fully commit to the next point and the one after that with intensity, clarity, and focus. I mean, that those are interesting, you know, comments for almost anybody doing anything competitively. You know, even if it's work, professional, sales, business, whatever it is, you know, because if you dwell on the mistake, there is a confidence hit, and you can't have that at corner. You know, Quinn's actually, for a guy that doesn't say much at all in his answers, and, you know, I said this the other day, and you heard it right there, you know, he'll immediately, you know, say, typically addressing the person who's asking the question by name, you know, hey, Johnny, great, you know, with that one, he said, yeah, that's a really, you know, interesting, you know, question, to kind of build up. And then typically he doesn't specifically answer what they were looking for. And I think, you know, the person who asked that question was looking for something specific about Emmanuel Forbes. You didn't get that, but you did get something interesting. I forget if I talked about this yesterday on the show or last week, but last week he said something about Jaden Daniels and the fine line of being confident and humble. Like the idea that it's kind of like this inside straight, if you will, of pulling off the level of confidence needed to inspire everybody around you, for everybody to believe, wow, this is the guy, you know, and he believes he's the guy and we believe he's the guy. And at the same time, not come off as off-puttingly arrogant or of high ego. There's a humbleness to that that you can still have even with the utmost of confidence. And it's hard sometimes to hit both of those things. But when you do, that's when people around you, you know, like you and believe in you. It's not just that they like you because you don't have a big ego, or they get along with you because you're not super arrogant, but they also believe in you because they sense this inner confidence and competence. And I thought that Quinn did an interesting job last week of talking about that, meaning that it's hard to do, especially for a younger player in an older environment, and that Jaden's able to pull that off. You know, it's great to be able to pull it off at this point, and it's better to be able to pull it off at this point versus not being able to pull it off at this point. However, you know, the real test with these kinds of conversations, it comes when you have adversity. And he hasn't faced any adversity yet. You know, I remember specifically a story that Mike Shanahan told me about the Robert Griffin III, you know, evaluation and the conversations he had with Dan and Bruce before they ended up drafting him. You know, this was on the air. He talked about this and he said that he was on board. I mean, a lot of people have painted the selection of RG3 back in 2012 as a Dan pick. That's not true. It was true that he didn't want to trade for Donovan McNabb in terms of what they ended up trading and how the contract was structured. But it's not true that he didn't want to pick Griffin. He did want to pick Griffin, but he gave Dan and Bruce, you have to understand that we're going to have to play football differently when he's a young player. He's not advanced enough, and he's a long way away from being a traditional pocket passer. But there are things we think we can do, Kyle and I, to get him on the field and have him be a productive player as a young player as he develops the other him, that he was a long way away from being a guy that could read defenses, hang in the pocket, and be a guy that could deliver over and over again from the pocket. They knew that. And the other thing that he warned Bruce and Dan about was, the only thing I'm concerned about with respect to his overall personality profile is that he really has never adversity. And how people handle adversity is a big deal when you get to that position in the NFL. He did tell me this story, and I think he told this story on the air, that during one of their film reviews of a game that he did, you know, in one of their get-togethers, I don't know if it was, you know, a combine day or a pro day or, you know, one of the trial, and I think it may have been Matt LaFleur, sat with him and his father, and they watched a game in which RG3 did not play well. He threw a couple of picks, a couple of red zone picks, and they asked him about something, and he threw Art Briles, the head coach, under the bus it as well, saying that it wasn't the call that, you know, that he wanted, that they it was the wrong call, and he did make a mental note that that was a concern. But he went through it with it anyway because they couldn't get Andrew Luck and they needed a quarterback. Although the irony of that is $1 million salary cap penalty that they would get, you know, a month after the trade or a few weeks after the trade with the Rams. He says that he would have never made that trade to draft RG3 because they were planning on putting a lot more around him as a young player, but they couldn't because of the salary cap penalty that particular year. The story that Quinn told about Jaden Daniels, I thought was really well put, and I think a lot of you listening understand there's that, you know, hitting that point or cocky, but at the same time, it's not because you're not confident in yourself. There's also a very quiet, like, confidence level that people see in that the way he's not, you know, a tool. Personally. But that's all well and good now. Let's see. Next soundbite from Quinn that I wanted to play was this one, you know, off of what he said about confidence in the cornerback position, etc. He talked about the secondary overall at this point.
Could you talk a little bit about the secondary? I talked to Michael Davis yesterday. He talked about the speed back there. But what are you seeing overall from that group?
Yeah, and I think we kind of think of it two ways, down outside and inside. And so the outside, Mike and Emmanuel and St. Juice kind of rotating through that spot. Mike Sanmerstiel has really settled in inside as the nickel. We've blitzed him, covered. So you're just trying to put people into different spots. How does he fit into the run fits? And then Quan was one that I thought I remarked to Joe yesterday. I think he's going to be one of our very best tacklers because the ability to come out of the middle of the field and be the last line of defense to make really sure tackles, I thought he has a real trait at that. And so those were a few that jumped out to me, you know, over the last few days.
You got information on that answer for sure. Information, you know, number one is Mikey Sanmerstiel has settled in to that slot corner position. I think that was the expectation to begin with, but he basically said it. And he talked about the three outside corners, Forbes, St. Juice, and at this point, Michael Davis as well, the guy that they signed from the Chargers, who is a taller, longer corner, sticky. Look, Davis and St. Juice are going to play similarly, and I think that they, you know, if there's something that they like about both of those guys, it's that they can get their hands on receivers and they've got some length to them. Forbes is different, although he is actually long-armed. He's just super skinny. And the Quan Martin stuff, I mean, we saw it at the end of last year. You know, his stretch of games starting, I don't know, somewhere in November, I forget. Fortunately, they lost because that led to the opportunity to draft Jaden Daniels. But he was great in that game. I think we definitely, you know, draft is the biggest bust draft. There's nobody. And Quan Martin turned out to be a guy that played well down the stretch. And I think, you know, it was Joe Witt Jr. I think Joe Witt Jr. said in his introductory press conference that they really liked Quan Martin coming out. But that draft last year, Remember early in the season, it was like, Forbes looks like a bust. Nobody else is playing. I think Quan Martin looks like a player. I think Chris Rodriguez is a player.
Andre Jones Jr.
Andre Jones Jr. Thank you. Because he's tall and lanky and has that DN build. So we'll see. All right. Next up on the Dan Quinn list of sound from today was what he said about working with Cliff Kingsbury and Anthony Lynn in particular. You'll hear that when we come back, as you will what he said about Nick Saban's praise of Mike Sanristil. We'll get to that after these words from a few of our sponsors. By the way, this last segment on the Team 980 was presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sound bites that we'll play for you right now. The first of which was him describing Emmanuel Forbes's confidence level. This is obviously a big position area for us to kind of convictions. Wouldn't surprise me if the veteran they brought in from the Chargers ends up being a big part of their starting group early in the season. But here's what Quinn said about Emmanuel Forbes.
Hey, Dan. Emmanuel Forbes, his mental side. How can you tell specifically, especially at a position like corner, when a guy's mental side has evolved and is in a good spot?
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it? Because that position, you better have confidence. And if you're out on the freeways, there's going to be speed and there's going to be plays. You get right back. You know, if a play happened and it was allowed, how quickly can I get back to play the next play? We had showed the team a clip. I don't know if I brought this up in a previous presser about Federer in a commencement address that he had about, you know, he'd won 80% of his games, but only, excuse me. And there was a lot of value to that, knowing that, like, not every play is going to go your way. Even the best of the best have some that don't go, and how quickly the next one matters. And so I think at corner and quarterback, those two, you know, but how quickly you can get back, you know, to the next play. And so to have the mental strength like Emmanuel is talking about, that's
interesting. I mean, didn't say a lot about Emmanuel Forbes, you know, just talked about, you know, the position and how important confidence is and really what he was speaking to more than anything else is this resilience, or this, you know, being able to just essentially forget the last play and move on. Corner really is that position in the NFL. It's kind of like 0-for-6 to start, but a shooter never stops shooting. You forget the first six because you think the next one's going in. You have to have the same mentality as a corner. The Federer remarks that he referenced were actually interesting, and I read them a couple of weeks ago. He made the commencement address at Dartmouth up in New Hampshire, and I found the quote here. Quote, in tennis, perfection is impossible. In the 1,526 singles matches I played in my career, I won almost 80% of those matches. Now, I have a question for all of you, he said. What percentage of the points do you think I won in those matches? And the answer was only 54%. In other words, even the best tennis player of his generation, or arguably the best, he won barely more than half the points he played. And his overall theme was, when you lose a point, you can't dwell on that. You can't obsess about every shot. You beat yourself, it's on to the next one. And when it's, I think that one of the quotes is, when it's behind you, that mindset is crucial because it frees you to fully commit to the next point and the one after that with intensity, clarity, and focus. I mean, those are interesting, you know, comments for almost anybody doing anything competitively. You know, even if it's work, professional, sales, business, whatever it is, you know, because if you dwell on the mistake, there is a confidence hit, and you can't have that at corner. You know, Quinn's actually, for a guy that doesn't say much at all in his answers, and, you know, I said this the other day, and you heard it right there, you know, he'll immediately, you know, say, typically addressing the person who's asking the question by name, you know, hey, Johnny, great, you know, with that one, he said, yeah, that's a really, you know, interesting, you know, question, to kind of build up. And then typically he doesn't specifically answer what they were looking for. And I think, you know, the person who asked that question was looking for something specific about Emmanuel Forbes. You didn't get that, but you did get something interesting. I forget if I talked about this yesterday on the show or last week, but last week he said something about Jaden Daniels and the fine line of being confident and humble. Like the idea that it's kind of like this inside straight, if you will, of pulling off the level of confidence needed to inspire everybody around you, for everybody to believe, wow, this is the guy, you know, and he believes he's the guy, and we believe he's the guy, and at the same time, not come off as off-puttingly arrogant or of high ego. There's a humbleness to that that you can still have even with the utmost of confidence, and it's hard sometimes to hit both of those things, but when you do, that's when people around you, you know, like you and believe in you. It's not just that they like you because you don't have a big ego, or they get along with you because you're not super arrogant, but they also believe in you because they sense this inner confidence and competence. And I thought that Quinn did an interesting job last week of talking about that, meaning that it's hard to do, especially for a younger player in an older environment, and that Jaden's able to pull that off. You know, it's great to be able to pull it off at this point, and it's better to be able to pull it off at this point versus not being able to pull it off at this point. However, you know, the real test with these kinds of conversations, it comes when you have adversity. And he hasn't faced any adversity yet. You know, I remember specifically a story that Mike Shanahan told me about the Robert Griffin III, you know, evaluation and the conversations he had with Dan and Bruce before they ended up drafting him. You know, this was on the air. He talked about this and he said that he was on board. I mean, a lot of people have painted the selection of RG3 back in 2012 as a Dan pick. That's not true. It was true that he didn't want to trade for Donovan McNabb in terms of what they ended up trading and how the contract was structured. But it's not true that he didn't want to pick Griffin. He did want to pick Griffin, but he gave Dan and Bruce, you have to understand that we're going to have to play football differently when he's a young player. He's not advanced enough, and he's a long way away from being a traditional pocket passer. But there are things we think we can do, Kyle and I, to get him on the field and have him be a productive player as a young player as he develops the other him, that he was a long way away from being a guy that could read defenses, hang in the pocket, and be a guy that could deliver over and over again from the pocket. They knew that. And the other thing that he warned Bruce and Dan about was, the only thing I'm concerned about with respect to his overall personality profile is that he really has never adversity. And how people handle adversity is a big deal when you get to that position in the NFL. He did tell me the story, and I think he told this story on the air, that during one of their film reviews of a game that he did, you know, in one of their get-togethers, I don't know if it was, you know, a combine day or a pro day or, you know, one of the trial, and I think it may have been Matt LaFleur, sat with him and his father, and they watched a game in which RG3 did not play well. He threw a couple of picks, a couple of red zone picks, and they asked him about something, and he threw Art Briles, the head coach, under the bus it as well, saying that it wasn't the call that, you know, that he wanted, that they it was the wrong call, and he did make a mental note that that was a concern, but he went through it with it anyway because they couldn't get Andrew Luck. And they needed a quarterback. Although the irony of that is $1 million salary cap penalty that they would get, you know, a month after the trade or a few weeks after the trade with the Rams. He says that he would have never made that trade to draft RG3 because they were planning on putting a lot more around him as a young player, but they couldn't because of the salary cap penalty that particular year. The story that Quinn told about Jaden Daniels, I thought was really well put. And I think a lot of you listening understand there's that, you know, hitting that point confident or cocky. But at the same time, it's not because you're not confident in yourself. There's also a very quiet, like, confidence level that people see in that the way he's not, you know, a tool personally. But that's all well and good now. Let's see. Next soundbite from Quinn that I wanted to play was this one. You know, off of what he said about confidence in the cornerback position, et cetera, he talked about the secondary overall at this point.
Could you talk a little bit about the secondary? I talked to Michael Davis yesterday. He talked about the speed back there. But what are you seeing overall from that group?
Yeah, and I think we kind of think of it two ways, down outside and inside. And so the outside, Mike and Emmanuel and St. Juice kind of rotating through that spot. Mike Sanmerstiel has really settled in inside as the nickel. We've blitzed him, covered. So you're just trying to put people into different spots. How does he fit into the run fits? And then Quan was one that I thought, I remarked to Joe yesterday, I think he's going to be one of our very best tacklers because the ability to come out of the middle of the field and be the last line of defense to make really sure tackles, I thought he has a real trait at that. And so those were a few that jumped out to me, you know, over the last few days.
You got information on that answer for sure. Information, you know, number one is Mikey Sanristil has settled in to that slot corner position. I think that was the expectation to begin with, but he basically said it. And he talked about the three outside corners, Forbes, St. Juice, and at this point, Michael Davis as well, the guy that they signed from the Chargers, who is a taller, longer corner, sticky. Look, Davis and St. Juice are going to play similarly, and I think that they, you know, if there's something that they like about both of those guys, it's that they can get their hands on receivers and they've got some length to them. Forbes is different, although he is actually long-armed. He's just super skinny. And the Quan Martin stuff, I mean, we saw it at the end of last year. You know, his stretch of games starting, I don't know, somewhere in November, I forget. Fortunately, they lost because that led to the opportunity to draft Jaden Daniels. But he was great in that game. I think we definitely, you know, draft is the biggest bust draft. There's nobody. And Quan Martin turned out to be a guy that played well down the stretch. And I think, you know, it was Joe Witt Jr. I think Joe Witt Jr. said in his introductory press conference that they really liked Quan Martin coming out. But that draft last year, remember early in the season, it was like Forbes looks like a bust. Nobody else is playing. I think Quan Martin looks like a player. I think Chris Rodriguez is a player.
Andre Jones Jr.
Andre Jones Jr. Thank you. Because he's tall and lanky and has that DN build. So we'll see. All right. Next up on the Dan Quinn list of sound from today was what he said about working with Cliff Kingsbury and Anthony Lynn in particular. You'll hear that when we come back, as you will what he said about Nick Saban's praise of Mike Sanristil. We'll get to that after these words from a few of our sponsors. By the way, this last segment on the Team 980 was presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.